Blog Talk Radio.
They just been sleeping. Time to get them woke like it's ammonia that you breathing. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. I'm every day with these bars, they just binge a weekend. Far from a star boy, I'm a solar system. Twisting my pen to send the comet on the deathly mission. Obliterate everything, go back to the beginning. I'm bringing balance to this game with no scales tipping. Pick your poisons and antidotes, I'm a fan of both. People know I wear a few hats, bless a lot of coats. And any weather, I'm cool as a Canadian forest. It's no competition, I'm better, like the Misty Chorus. Hardest rock in these pebbles can never be ginormous. I'm slinging things to the body to leave it extra porous. They ask a why the balance, really I don't need a burner. I'm saying I get you open, after all I'm King Turner. Tell them overtesting me, pins and pads are the weaponry. Arsenal never lacks, so a war is never addressing me. SNL is the army and taking over is imminent. I'm bringing out the monsters to stomp it like I'm Maleficent. Wizardly rhyme, but the flow is so hocus pocus. I'm uniform as a locust across. I got focus, I'm eating. So take notice, or take an L.
Take it
L. That black girl magic, now you under my spell.
Well, well. Yeah, well, well, well.
Man, I'm from the 757. Fly is a 757 B. I'm a veteran amongst my brethren. Bread by the water, familiar with these, nigga. These shallow rappers, they don't even go over my knees. And I'm 5 feet, but I stand tall. The stage is a full court, and I'm ready to ball. Give me that rock, and I'm a slinger with the heart of Davis. Give a new home for Third Eye so they can see greatness. Cause I've been dope. They just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, now they ain't never leaving. Been dope, they just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, and now they ain't never leaving.
Propagating, we believe in the generation fund. When the uniform, so people
Well, don't just label us as love, but don't get it twisted. Niggas on the block, they show us love. Muslims, Jews, and Christians want traditional religion. Eva and Kemetics is the build the shit that we be spitting. They pose a contradiction like Contra want intervention. Cause war was an extension, that's why niggas filled the prison. My only sin is the skin that I'm living in. Never mind that I'm living sin with them bitches and killing shit. They might indict us with a thought crime for rhyming, building cases cause the music is politically defined. But sure as the sun rises in the east the next day, God willing, I wake up and get another chance to say day. I solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray, still a needle or a thread to try to re-assimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames, say the deadly, so we never lose the way. I say, grounded in principle, guided in ideology, is party policy. But one that contestants so properly respect and honesty, treat the community responsibly, propagate the capitalism while we in poverty, discipline and diplomacy, go to war to obtain peace. International guerrillas focus on the same thing. Ain't nothing new, people fighting God for freedom by any means. We need the people's army. Never corrupt with mental police. My energy is focused and set, and so can't control me. And allows individuals based off of they approach me. And each his own path. Y'all believe what we believe. Lots of people got positions on what freedom really means. Niggas speak on liberation, but they got no blood to bleed. But every day I see my death as a possibility. I solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray, still a needle or a thread to try to re-assimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Stay the deadly so we never lose the way. I say,
when your time comes to die for black and oppressed people, be not like those whose hearts are filled with death. Sing your song and die like a hero going home. I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a servant of the people.
I am a servant of the people.
And live with revolutionary values.
And live with revolutionary values.
I will always place the mission first.
I will always place the mission first.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit.
I will never quit.
I am disciplined physically.
I am disciplined physically.
Mentally tough.
Mentally tough.
Trained and proficient.
Trained and proficient.
In the way of the warrior.
In the way of the warrior.
I always maintain my arms.
I always maintain my arms.
Equipment and self.
Equipment and self.
I stand ready to deploy.
I stand ready to deploy.
Engage and destroy.
Engage and destroy.
The enemies of the party and the people.
The enemies of the party and the people.
I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
Power.
Power.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, my brother, warrior comrade, and warrior educator, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor, duty, and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others my warrior educator, the Black Dragon himself. I speak of none other than my warrior comrade who has sojourned through the hells and smells of the wilderness of North America and all over the planet Earth for the last 30 years and counting, who has withstood every manner and honor of betrayal, deception, backstabbing, and received all of the honor and glory due to an African warrior who stands before us uncompromising and bold. I give a strong Black Power salute and love to my brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Black liberation, BB Fahodier, death to white supremacy, and all white thought, white endeavors, white plans, white culture, God damn it, and white folk. Welcome to another class session on Warrior Wednesdays, right here on the Survive or Die class. I'm your host, Minister King Samir Shabazz, National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of Crystal Muhammad, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party under the leadership of General Taco Shakur. And it's an honor to be black with the founder of Due to Knowledge Radio. Knowledge born Allah, as always. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I know some of y'all still sitting in front of your computers, snotting and boo-hooing and gritting and crying and over the death of young brother Nipsey Hussle. I know some of you niggas have been running around here creating conspiracies or conspiracy lies. It's not even a damn theory. Conspiracy lies and bullshit. But I thank you for your time. We're not going to be long, but we definitely going to be black and strong. So I was resting today. And I popped up, just jumped up. And the topic for tonight just banged me in my head as soon as I jumped up from resting. And I know it's no coincidence. I know it's nothing spooky. And since we're building, we have been building on the sciences of the Black God for the past couple of weeks in many different degrees, many different forms. And, you know, I'm so sick and tired of some of these same folk who's claiming that they love Khalid Muhammad, but they hate not just Elijah, not just Farrakhan, but they hate the very root of teachings that Khalid Muhammad lives. I'm so sick of this damn jerky jerk conversation with you niggas. You know, it's shocking to me how everybody could take a pop shot at the man who brought black people the knowledge of themselves in the wilderness of North America. That is because most of you niggas are so damn blinded in your comfortability of stupidity. So anything that is light skinned. I mean, this is how silly you niggas are. Anything that's light skinned, you automatically claim out of your mouth is white. So, which is an automatic light bulb clicker in my head to show and prove that you have no understanding, no scientific reasoning, knowledge, or understanding of science of the original man. You have no fucking understanding of DNA and the study of genes. Because if you, you damn fools, only think that Africans come in dark skin, if you think that the original man only comes in dark knowledge seed skin, you are a goddamn retarded fucking idiot. Well, damn, King Samir, you're saying all this, but who are you talking about? We're going to talk about it tonight. So for the niggas who have a problem with Master Farad Muhammad, get your pens and pads out. Because we're going to deal with this shit tonight. I'm so goddamn tired of seeing niggas always talking shit about Master Farad Muhammad. And he's the same niggas, God, who just read a fucking book maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. Some of these same motherfuckers, God, just probably read the book last year. And you following these same degenerate-ass niggas who don't know a damn thing about Master Farad Muhammad, who don't know a damn thing about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, other than what some other silly-ass nigga has been around posting up goddamn corny-ass fucking videos about. So you keep following and following and following because your ass is nothing but a sulky, sad-ass follower. Because niggas follow niggas. Am I saying something wrong? Niggas follow niggas. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Early history of Master Farad Muhammad. Let's see, where should I start? Okay, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Because it's so much I'm getting ready to hit you with. Let's start biblically. The Bible refers to a particular people as the lost sheep and the lost tribe of Israel. But it was this people that were to be the cornerstone of God's new world. The stone that the builders rejected, that same has become that headstone of the corner. And that's in 1 Peter 2:7. The scientists, we are told, knew that it was time for the people to be found and redeemed. But the scriptures didn't give the location except in symbolic terms. So we can look at the book of Exodus. We can look at the book of Ezekiel, where it says, "Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among his sheep, that so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them. So apparently, sometime around AD 1874, the gods located the lost sheep here in America. Oh, damn. Here you go with that spooky talk. What gods, King Samir? Listen carefully, fool. They then began preparing that one that would be sent to retrieve this sheep lost here in America. This one had to have a certain body and a certain body type. One of the gods on the council was Master Farad's father, who has become to be known in the nation tradition as Alfonso. Alfonso was a wealthy Quraysh Arab from the same tribe in which Prophet Muhammad of Arabia was born. Uh-oh. Sunni Muslims, I hope you're listening. Uh-oh. Let me read that to you again. Master Farad Muhammad's father was from the Quraysh Arab tribe in which Prophet Muhammad of Arabia was born. Uh-oh. Farad told Elijah in 1931 that he was from the royal dynasty of the Hashemite Sharifs of Mecca, who ruled the Hejaz prior to World War I. Now, I want y'all to write that down, and I want you to go look that up. The royal dynasty of the Hashemite Sharifs of Mecca, Hashemite, Sharifs is spelled Sharifs, Sharifs of Mecca, who ruled the Hejaz, Hejaz, prior to World War I. Alfonso Allah was a pure jet black man from Timan, Arabia. Uh-oh. Told you I'm about to wear y'all asses out tonight. Alfonso Allah. Uh-oh. Just stop right there. Here this man has his attribute. So are we dealing with spooks and ghosts and goblins? We're dealing with Allah in the physical manifestation. Alfonso Allah was a pure jet black man from Timan, Arabia. He would have come himself, we are told, but he knew he would be coming into a solid white country. The authorities would have given him too many problems, for at that time, America did not allow foreign black men to come into the country freely without having official business with the government. So according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad said his father knew he would not be successful in coming in a solid white country. And he, being a solid black man, taught me that his father said, I will go and make a son, and I will send my son among them looking like them. Now let's think over that. My son, they will think he is one of them, and he will find our lost people. This is consistent with the prophecies concerning the coming of God. Because the Bible says God would come without observation as a thief in the night. So being a jet black man, Alfonso would not be able to come to a solid white America undetected. Thus, he had to specially prepare one that could come undetected. That one had to have a certain complexion to be able to move in certain circles in America without observation. Paul, in the book of Romans, prophesied that God would come in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh. You can go to Romans 8:3. Paul prophesied that God would come in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh. He would come like the likeness of the sinful white man, the Caucasian, to condemn the sinful white man, the Caucasian. Now let's stop right there. Now let's look back at it. I mean, let's take a serious look. Did not Farad Muhammad do that? Did not he condemn this sinful white man, not just here in America, but all over the planet Earth, when he clearly asked the question, who is the colored man? And if you want to be real technical about it, he condemned the white man even before he asked that question. In this question, he said, who is the original man? So if somebody is the original, that means somebody has to be a lesser. So the white man was already condemned in the first degree of the student enrollments. Come on. The white man was already done up in the first degree. He was done up. So then he got a heavier hit in the second degree. Who is the colored man? The colored man is the Caucasian white man, the Yaku's grafted devil, the skunk of the planet Earth. Can you imagine having to walk around with that title on your head? That's who you are, white man. The coming of God thus had to have a certain body prepared for him to come in. Thus God says in the book of Hebrews 10:5, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now, let's go a little deeper. Hold on, let me take a sip. All right. Now, talk about, since we talked about a little bit about Master Farad Muhammad's father, let's talk about his mama. Uh-oh. Now, the father knew his son had to look a certain way, had to move and be taught certain things so he can be able to come as a thief in the night to reach his uncles the black man, woman, and child here in America. So, Farr's mother was a Caucasian woman raised under the laws of Islam in Azerbaijan, a country in the Caucasus region of Eurasia. Master Farz Muhammad's mother was a Caucasian woman raised under the laws of Islam in Azerbaijan, a country in the Caucasus region of Eurasia. She never mixed with her wicked people because she was kept in a Muslim society all her life. See, y'all don't want to talk about that part. See, y'all try to, you niggas, try to make it seem like Alfonso went into the cave and got some wild-ass white bitch and just knocked her up. Now, let me make this very clear. I am in no way, form, or fashion defending this white woman. Let me make that very clear. Hell no. But what I am defending is the facts that the original man is the wisest of all of the wise. Why in the hell would a god go into the Caucasus Mountains, into the caves, and pull out a dog and try to give birth to a god to come save black people? Don't you think he was a little bit more wiser than that? But here it is, shown and proven. It gives you time, date, and location. Farah Muhammad's mama was raised in Islam in a Muslim society all of her life. Well, why couldn't he get a black woman? Damn fool, we just discussed why he could not get a black woman. Listen carefully. She was taken through a purification process so that she could bear this specific child. This is reportedly the woman that the Bible says had the seven devils cast out of her. Her name, according to tradition, was reportedly Baby G. But she was specifically prepared to give birth to this special son. Elijah Muhammad teaches that Baby G is the woman referred to in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 1. Now let's look at it. And I saw a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This lady was a wonder in heaven, Mecca, because she wasn't from heaven yet. She gave birth to a child of heaven to be sent out of heaven. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the woman that seen sitting in the sun in the light of truth and in the midst of righteousness is a wonder to see sitting because she is not of that particular family. But what happened? The gods cleaned her up. He stripped her of the devil and made her fit to give birth to a child he intended to use to go after his people and to redeem that people from her people. Oh, you silly niggas, better listen. So Minister Farrakhan said that the 12 stars upon her head mean that the 12 major scientists has approved this woman. So Mr. Muhammad says, and she was made a perfect, holy, and righteous woman, though not by nature, yet made righteous. Now, can the devil be righteous? Uh-oh. We're going to throw it out there. She's a Caucasian. But she was a Caucasian of a different type. Does this make her less Caucasian? Hell no. Does this mean she's not the devil? Hell no. She's still the devil. That is her nature. But because she has been approved. She went through the purifying process. She went through the teachings of Islam. But can we say now she has become other than herself? If her nature is to be that of devil? Let's look at it. The child was born on February 26, 1877, in the holy city of Mecca. He had the appearance of a white man, even though he was black. Some have even suggested that because Farhat's mother was white, he could not be a god. If an apple seed is planted in soil somewhere in Africa, it will germinate as an apple tree. If that apple seed is planted somewhere in Asia, it will germinate as an apple tree. If that apple seed is planted somewhere in Europe, it will still germinate as an apple tree. If you take a box of muffin mix and you're in Czechoslovakia and you add all your ingredients to the muffins and you put the muffins in the oven in Czechoslovakia, but the muffin mix was made in Pakistan, does that mean the muffins are Pakistani? No, damn fool. It's still a muffin. Regardless of time, space, and place, it's still a muffin. So here we are. Point being, regardless to where the plants seed, or where one plants the seed of the apple, or where one makes the muffins, Master Farhat Muhammad was the seed of his father. Why? Because the black gene is dominant. And I'm so sick of you damn integrationist intellectualizers. The black gene is dominant. White is white, goddammit. Black is black. There is no other dominating gene over black. So if Farhat Muhammad is the seed of his father, then his mama would have been like the soil. Once the soil is clean from its impediments, then the seed is in theory, able to germinate into a prosperous plant, into a prosperous fruit. Or in this case, God. So as he grew up, Fraud repeatedly, sat in the circle of the scientists and was taught the connective knowledge of the 12 major and the 12 minor sciences. They individually imparted their knowledge to him, even though they did not know each other's wisdom. Collectively, they reportedly held 360 degrees of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So Farad broke the circle and became the first to have the collective knowledge of all, not just 12, 24 scientists. He also studied in the vaults of the libraries in Mecca. His father, Alfonso, would take him around to the kings and pay large sums of money for rare ancient books of wisdom. Remember, after the Emperor Justinian closed down all the mystery schools in Egypt in the 6th century, George James teaches us that the priests fled throughout the world and secretly developed those teachings which taught man how to be God. One of the places they went to and developed those teachings was Mecca. So Farad traveled the world over and studied every educational system of the civilized world. He studied a total of 42 years for his mission. Remember, in the mystery schools of Egypt, after one studied for 42 years, he reached his summum bonum, which meant his godhood. Master Farad Muhammad was a world traveler. He visited the islands of the Pacific, Japan, China, Canada, Alaska, North and South Pole, India, Pakistan, and all of the Near East and all of Africa. In fact, he visited every inhabited place on the planet Earth. He studied with the wildlife in the jungles of Africa and learned the language of the birds. He pictured and extracted the language of the people of Mars. Oh, damn. King Samir, you getting spooky as hell now. Oh, damn. You just listen carefully. This is nothing new to us. What Farad Muhammad was doing is nothing new to us. We was already doing these things. This was everyday life for the black man. In preparation for his mission, he calculated the measurements of the universe. He said he stood still and measured the earth, the waters, the mountains, the hills, the deserts, the rivers, and weighed them by ounces and pounds and gallons. And this is why, when you study your actual facts, he gives us the actual facts of the hills. He gives us the actual facts of the mountains. He gives us the actual facts of the rivers. Breaks down the equations of the planet Earth. So this is real. Even though the old Earth itself and did not ever overlook the atmosphere in which our planet rotates in, he measured the air by inches, feet, and miles, and weighed the whole contents 11 2/3 quintillion pounds. He also counted the atoms and cracked them into pieces and told the amount of air man breathes into a cubic feet, inch, foot, and yard. He did not leave us foolish concerning the great, magnificent starry canopy. He counted and measured the distance between the 8 inhabitable planets, taught us their days, their years, the square mileage of all, and another great wonder. He told us how we come to have a moon, how the moon even came into existence. The fiery sun was conquered by his measuring line and her great mass unfold. Yes, his eyes pierced throughout the vast open space and his measuring rod recorded the diameter of the whole 76 quintillion miles. Ain't no damn Arab teaching you this. Ain't no white man teaching you this. After he reached maturity, for I became the judge of the council. So we get a picture of this in the book of Revelations, chapter 4, verse 10, where a 25th God sitting on a throne with all of the 24 elders seated around him, giving him praise and worship. For Muhammad is reputed to be greater than any God that ever went before him. None of the judges before his time, we are told, are equal to him in wisdom. All of the others had wisdom that only covered a 25,000-year cycle. So this is why our home circumference is equal to approximately 25,000 years. See, everything is falling into place. A 25,000-year history. Farid Muhammad being the 25th sitting on the council. 2 and 5 equals what? 7. 7 in the supreme mathematics is God. Listen carefully. When Farid Muhammad came to America, he arrived in America in Detroit, Michigan in 1910, entering through New York City. And upon his arrival, he literally sat on a curb and cried when he saw the condition of his father's people. Farid made his way to California, where he enrolled at the University of Southern California. While there, he stayed in the home of a white family. And he was educated at USC in Los Angeles for 20 years. He then returned to Mecca, changing his name from Wallace, which means stranger, to Wali, which means friend. So he changed it from Wallace Farid to Wali Farid. Master Farid Muhammad returned to America in 1930, settling in Detroit, Michigan. On July 4th, he began teaching in Paradise Valley, an impoverished section of Detroit, also called the Black Bottom. Posing as a silk peddler, Farid went door to door in this poor black community, ingrating himself onto the residents. After getting into the people's houses, he began teaching them of their people back east. Word spread quickly throughout the valley and even greater Detroit area, but this man and his teaching. The residents clamored to hear more about the life back home, until some of them volunteered what little money they had to rent a hall so he could speak to them in mass and at a greater length. Soon, even this hall made into a temple was unable to accommodate all of the eager listeners. Several persons who witnessed the movement in its earlier phase declared the enthusiasm among the Negro community for the emerging movement and its messenger Farid was the dominant phenomenon among thousands of Negroes in Detroit. They were coming to hear Farid speak, though they knew that they would have no choice of hearing them or getting in the temple because the people were crowded in the basement, around the windows, outside, and even in the streets. By 1931, Farad had organized his followers and appointed a minister, Abdul Muhammad, and a secretary, Ugar Ali. And it was in that year, 1931, that a recent migrant from Georgia named Elijah Poole heard of this man and his teaching through his father, who had himself encountered them through Abdul Muhammad. So when Elijah first went to hear this man, he couldn't get in the hall. But he heard some of his words come out through the window. The crowd kept giving him, again, listening from the outside on a second trip to one of Farad's lectures. However, after this second meeting, Elijah made it inside to see that Farad was shaking hands with all of the guests. He got in line, and it was his turn, and he told Farad, he said, "I know who you are. You are that one that we read about in the Bible that will come in the last days under the name Jesus." Farad looked at Elijah very serious and said, "Yes, I am that one that you have been looking for in the last 2,000 years. I am the one, but you go ahead now, brother." Elijah went back to Hamtramck, where he and his family resided, and shared what he heard from Master Farad with his poor brothers and sisters. So in the fall of 1931, Farad was speaking again. But Elijah stayed home while his wife Clara went to the meeting. During the meeting, Farad stopped and asked for Elijah. He said to the audience, "Anyone in this hall know the little man who lives in Hamtramck?" Clara said, "Yes, he is my husband." Farad told Clara, "Go tell Elijah to go ahead and teach Islam, and I will back him up." Shortly after that, Farad and his secretary, Ugan Ali, visited Elijah's home. In a private conversation in the living room, Elijah asked, "Are you the God that's supposed to come and separate the righteous from the wicked and destroy the wicked?" Elijah recalls, Master Farad's eyes grew small and he changed to a reddish complexion and said to me with his finger pointed in my face, "Who would believe that but you?" Farad went on to say he was the Mahdi and that he was Allah, who everyone expected to come 2,000 years after Christ, who was crucified at Jerusalem. The nascent Nation of Islam, or it was called Allah's Temple of Islam, was a quiet storm in Detroit until Thanksgiving 1932, when it thrust into public awareness as the Voodoo Cult. One of Master Farad Muhammad's followers, named Robert Harris, who styled himself as the King of Islam, ritualistically murdered his roommate, James Smith. A mentally deranged native, Harris sacrificed his roommate with a dagger and an automobile axle. The broader community thus was made aware of this movement through headlines, such as "Cult King Kills Man," or "Leader of Cult Admits Slaying at Home Altar." Harris was actually not a leader within the movement, but simply one of the 8,000 members at the time, known to Ugan Ali and the right-hand man of Master Farad Muhammad. Unknown to Farad himself, who had by 1932 withdrawn to the shadows, leaving the day-to-day operations in the hands of Ali, Harris claimed that he killed Smith on the order of the gods of Islam. They initiated a search for the two, for Ali and Master Farad, as the primary interest. So according to the Detroit Free Press, check this bullshit out, "Temple Bears Grip of Voodoo in the City" was the caption of a November 23rd, 1932 newspaper. Detectives Barry and Snyder gained entry into the temple on Hastings Street after acquiring a secret password through a temple member. On Tuesday, November 22nd, they entered the temple and found at the podium Yugan Ali, whom they arrested. Wednesday morning, when the detectives met Farad coming out of his room at the Traymore Hotel, 1 West Jefferson Avenue, he did not resist the officers. At the police headquarters, he evaded their questions ever so cleverly. With the complacent smile of an Oriental, Farad calmly told detectives that he was the supreme being on earth. Now, let's stop right there. Stop right there. Because I know some of y'all are saying, well, how in the hell is this man running around with people who's ritualistically killing folks in the name of Islam? Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a small break because we're at the top of the hour, and I know we came on a little late, had a few technical difficulties going on, but we're here. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this phony-ass FBI newspaper article. Because this is one of the things you silly niggas always trying to come with. Oh, he's a convict. He's a fraud. Fraud is a fraud. His name is Wallace Dodd and all this bullshit. Well, we're going to get into that. So we'll be right back with you. If you're listening via Blog Talk and you want to call in with some questions or comments, push the number 1, family. The call-in number is 929-477-1755, 929-477-1755. Push the number 1 with some questions or your comments. I'm ready to build. We'll be right back at you after this 2-song music break. Power. What?
Fire for them. Fifth Child. Holla back. Grit style. Feel nigga in this bumper cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When we spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, we'll bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, we'll bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, Donovan, no man, we come free rumble. 2 shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them fi stumble. Feel pun this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them fi crumble. Man, no we'll go, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limp. Be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangsta, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back was on the landmine you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pig get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with maroon now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now, man, we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman, them must stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, we bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, them such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, we bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fight to be me people in such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Feel nigga be the king and the king be God and man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go telling my son on the hell on the mind and we coming for bum again. Black you figures two bigs with fields, nigga, that my friend. Kings, I made the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts in mathematics, let's get free. Cross this attic, justice served, no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, Pekka Woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes and socks, your bowels off control.
I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman, burning up your soul. With me, fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman and burning up your soul. With me, fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman, burning up your soul. With me, fighting for me people and such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, take that. What's for you, bro? Where else, man? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. Where else, man? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck you, I'm on my bum, buck. It's for you, faggot motherfucker.
Motherfucker steps out of his place and gets slapped in his motherfucking face just because the motherfucker tried to base. But G.O.D., but G.O.D. And while I see his whole clique passes by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D. Yeah, I'm not caught up in politics. I'm no black activist on a so-called scholar's dick. I come through with the wooden drop math. And versatile freestyle bombs the phonographs and deliver all things in number and weight. Search the depth on how living things relate. Cause at a young age, I was molded in a religion I relied on and got caught up in superstition. Scared to split poles up black cats once in a while. Threw salt over my back, but with knowledge itself from wall to shelf. Made things seem complicated, now small like elk. So turn off the lights, light a candle, have a seance, pull a lid off the demonic candle. Widgets, warlocks, spooks, and holy ghosts. RZA, let's defraud the host. When the motherfucker steps out his place and gets slapped in his goddamn face, just because the nigga what he tried to base. But G.O.D., but G.O.D. And while I see his whole clique passing by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D. We were on the same ship when the slavery checked. I had to pull your card, you was on the top deck, so I plotted my escape. I saw the thin line between love and hate, passed from the hog on the plate. I suffered brutal pain from whips and chains, punishments that were set to wash the brain. So look, listen, observe, and also respect this jewel. Draw it up, dissect, and reflect this light I shine, because my power is defined through the truth, which manifests the eternal mind. Purified gases and masses, the same elements that help spark civilization crashes. I see brothers quote math plus degrees, lip professing ass niggas can't feed their own seeds. When a nigga steps out of his place and gets slapped in his motherfucking face, just because the nigga what he tried to base. But G.O.D., but G.O.D., while I see this whole clique passing by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D., when a motherfucker steps out of his place and gets slapped in his goddamn face, just because the nigga what he tried to base. But G.O.D., G.O.D., while I see this whole clique passes by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D.
Black, we're black, we're black, we're black, we're black, we're blacker than black. Blue, black, purple, blue, black. God damn it, we're black. You're listening right here live on Warrior Wednesdays on Dudes of Knowledge Radio with your host, Minister King Samir Shabazz, National Field Marshal, National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party under the leadership of Crystal Muhammad and National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party under the leadership of Taco Shakur. And we have our founder of Do the Knowledge Radio on with us, and I want to bring him on before we get back into this bill, because this is something heavy, man. You know what I'm saying? And when you bring in the facts, it shuts up everybody. So, you know, y'all should know how I'm coming by now. I don't just come on this show and just run my damn mouth because I know a little bit. I bring the facts. You know what I'm saying? And, hell, I had to go to the archives of the library of the mind and pull some of these things out and take notes and write down and structure it out a little bit, you know what I'm saying, to keep things simple, because I want to make sure you are getting the facts, not just a bunch of damn emotional talk. That's not what this class is about. We have never been about that. We bring facts. You can go back starting from the first goddamn show of 5 years ago. Damn it. We've been bringing the facts. Period. We've been bringing the facts. Okay? So, it's nothing new. We're not going to stop. We're not going to change. We're going to make sure you get this truth. So, I'm going to bring the God on. And then we're going to hit the phone lines up for a hot second. But I definitely, you know, want to get into a little bit more of this bill. But I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear what y'all got to say, you know. And then, you know, because next week we got the mother bomb coming in. The father bomb, I should say. The Baba coming on. Baba Baruti will be on live with us next week. Message to the warriors, and he's gonna be bringing them facts. Gonna be bringing the facts. So I hope y'all ready. So let's bring the God on real quick, and then we can hop to the phone lines, and I can give y'all a little bit more of this Master Fraud Muhammad build, and go look it up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you got to do the research. You got to stop listening to white folks. You got to stop listening to niggas who follow white folks. You got to stop listening to niggas who love white folks. And believe everything that white folks got them tell them. And not just white folks, these silly-ass, raggedy-ass coons, too. Stop following every goddamn body. Follow your own mind and be the God and the goddess of yourself. Peace to the God. Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
Peace, Almighty.
What's going on, Black?
I'm here as a wise student, doing the knowledge. Dude. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Bringing forth irrefutable facts. You know, drawn up in the fine mist in which the naked alcoholic detect. Many of us have had a misunderstanding for a very long time, because it depends upon where and how you got this particular information, especially surrounding this topic. So because of the years of strife, the years of jihadal nafs, or the battle between the Nation of Islam and the Nation of Gods and Earths, you may have got a skewed perspective based upon who gave you this information. And your set of ability was to take this information and show and prove and know without a reasonable doubt that you had this information right and exact. And as the instructions say, that these lessons are 100% near correct. So there was still room in your process for you to be able to orient yourself properly and do the knowledge and show and prove. This is a mathematical, systematic approach devoid of emotion. So when y'all hear the God say, I don't give a fuck about your feelings, understand what that meant. This was the truth. So put yourself in the mind frame of a people who, the lesson said, the expiration date of the devil was 1914. So 1914 was the end of the devil's rule. This was the expiration date, 1914. So we know the Lost and Found Nation of Islam from 1934, 20 years after that. But if you don't get this information from its proper sources, you will not see the sojourn of what led up to the Lost and Found Nation of Islam. You just heard King Samir go through the history of Master Farah Muhammad, and I'm going to be brief so we can get back in to that meat and understand that these lessons, these supreme wisdom lessons that were given to us, that we covered and that were sacred to us, were tools that were used to unlock and resurrect a mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually dead people who were under the foothills, as we find ourselves, under the boots of white supremacy. And not only everything become demystified, it galvanized the people and organized them toward insurrection on every level. I give an example of a story that's told. They said that Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, that the mob wanted him to throw a fight. And the story is told that he went to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and said, "Dear Holy Apostle, Messenger, they want me to throw this fight. They told me that if I didn't throw this fight, that they would break my knees and I would never be able to walk again." And it was told that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "Tell them from me that they got knees too." So every facet of what was given to us by Master Farah Muhammad, Allah in the person, Allah became the person of Master Farah Muhammad, was personified and exemplified by the Messenger of Allah, who we know as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Every aspect, on the run for his life, prison, every aspect, every single brick that was built, that we would see on the other side of the equal sign as the result of the Lost and Found Nation of Islam, today known as the Nation of Islam. Every facet of every man, woman, and child that would come to be reformed had to begin with that building process, since we are dealing with understanding. So in our quest for understanding, we are confronted with two choices when knowledge and wisdom is present. Where you place your knowledge is the determining factor that will decide if you have an understanding or a misunderstanding. So with the psychological ramifications of Master Farah Muhammad coming in the person and raising up from us within our midst his messenger, he gave us back an identity and challenged these delusions that we clung to, that we were cleaving unto as if they were us. He gave us, for the first time, an introspective look at those two germs that exist within the original man, the black germ and the brown germ. He gave us an insight look at the whole that recessive gene had on our lower nature and began a struggle to happen in between the higher and the lower self, which manifested as made devil and gave us the sciences of this grafting process. So here we find ourselves succumbing instead of overcoming. Here we find ourselves succumbing to the devil's civilization instead of operating from the brain space and the mind of Allah and saying that you could give a charge for 6,000 years and destroy him in a day without falling victim to the devil's civilization. He gave us this information. He gave us these tools. He gave us this admonishment. He gave the instructions to the laborers. So we had a duty and responsibility as the civilizers to civilize, and gave us a strict penalty of what should be done if we fail to perform our duty. So all of these types of controls were set into place in order to raise up gods from amongst these so-called Negro in America that had been manufactured in sex camps and that had been controlled by their lower nature, you know, through fasting, eating one meal a day or one meal every 3 days, challenging these delusions, giving us a origin story for people who have no origin in these lessons that are a blessing to us, give us the in-depth history of the made devil. So this made devil and its origin on the planet and how and where and when the devil was made to break the hold psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in a state of interdependence upon the parasite. We would look at the parasite as if the parasite was the best part and us being subservient to the parasite, dealing in the poor part. So when you have a misunderstanding and you have an inability to see things clearly for what they are, not what they appear to be, you would look at this poor part and identify it as the best part, and look at the best part and identify it as the poor part. So I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of this lesson in regards to what our warrior educator, Minister King Samir Shabazz, has been bringing out. And we got more. You understand what I'm saying? We got more. And we got some variances and degrees. We could go with anybody from anywhere that's claiming anything.
I ain't even touched the Quran yet.
Right.
I ain't even touched the Quran. In fact, God, I didn't even pull out the Quran. I left it sitting right there. Purposely. You see? Because let's just deal with the basic stuff.
Right.
You dig? Let's just deal with the basics. Because it seems that a lot of these motherfuckers, God, have a hard time just swallowing the basics.
Right. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, feed the babies milk.
Give them some
milk. They eating, they drinking spoiled milk. They ain't even drinking fresh milk. You see what I'm
spoiled
saying? Because it's been tainted.
Milk.
Right. It's been tainted. That nasty powder ass milk, you had to add water to it for it to be milk. You see what I'm saying? Because these are the sources. When you get information, you have to consider the source. So if your source is a grafted or a grafted advocate, a devil or a devil's advocate, this is exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get poison. As our lessons teach, told them to eat the wrong foods. Mm-hmm. So we are ingesting these foods, you see what I'm saying, which makes us act other than our own self. And then when we start talking about what is his own self, a righteous Muslim, the variances and degrees in breaking down in regards to character, in regards to discipline, and in regards with the will to do, to submit to the instructions and the day and time and what must be done, this is what makes one righteous. So if this is what makes you righteous, all these characteristics right here, what makes you unrighteous? Oh, shit, we got that too. A savage is a person who has lost the knowledge of himself and is living a beast life. So the only way that you can be without having a knowledge of who you are and your origin in the world is to be a beast. So far so that the complete opposite of you had to be manifested in physical form, had to be grafted into physical form, had to be made in the image and after the likeness of our lower nature to rule and govern over us. Because when you lose that knowledge of self, you're reduced to that beast life, and you only can deal in your animalistic nature. That you know, reptilian part of your brain. So this is as high as you can think. This is high as your thoughts can resonate and vibrate. So something had to be put over you as a control and as a master, and you subservient to your vain desires. So that breaking of that process, that breaking of that hold, that breaking of that link, that connection had to be severed. And this was the only place that would do it. Pardon me, God.
Feel God. let's see. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, because the next little piece I'm going to build on is about the so-called FBI clip or article that, you know, everyone tries to come with as a, you know, a bomb of all bombs, but not knowing. See, and when folks try to do that, it shows and proves you still believe in the FBI.
Right.
You still have some type of hope in the white man's military system.
Right.
So let's go to the phone lines real quick. If we have any callers. 929-477-1755 is the call in number, family. Please call in. Push the number one if you have any questions or comments. And I know somebody got something to say. Goddamn. Come on, Muslims, where you at? Israelites,
calling,
where you at?
Ain't calling in today. They are not calling in.
And I warned them.
Destroyed.
I warned them. So for all you Fard Muhammad haters, if you're not listening, make sure if someone is listening, I know you know someone who's always dissing Elijah, dissing Master Fard Muhammad. So now your job is to bring them back to the replay and replay this show for them. Make them get their pen and pad out and take goddamn notes. Because the next motherfucker, I'm going to say it, the next motherfucker I hear or even come at me with about Master Fard Muhammad, I will not spare your goddamn spine. So I'm giving you the opportunity right now to shut your damn mouth. I'm giving you the perfect time frame right now to study these notes that I've given to you. And like I said, look them up and research them yourself just like I did. Outside of being raised in the Nation of Islam, outside of sitting down with those who have learned, who have walked with the messenger, who have walked with Malcolm, who have even taught Malcolm. Minister Don is one of my elders in the nation. This is one of the men who trained Malcolm. So, loose lips sink big ships. So when you come at me about Master Farhad Muhammad, you better have your arsenal, I'm telling you. Because I'm going to wear your asses out each and every time with facts, not emotion, not some rhetoric you heard from goddamn Polite or fucking SETI or one of these little faggots, young pussy, young Pharaoh niggas. Come with the facts. Because if you ain't, your head going to be goddamn rolling in between your own legs.
And if I could add real quick, Lord.
Go ahead, God.
The God advocates oftentimes have become worse than the devil's advocates in regards to their said inability to properly demonstrate and make knowledge form.
Mm-hmm.
So it leaves us with many of those who have claimed to come this way, who have claimed to come in this name, with this light-hearted, weak-hearted, entertainment type of argument. And you may hear this shit from people who's supposed to come in their name, who got
mm-hmm.
these pins on their lapel and these acknowledged 120 degrees t-shirts, and they got universal flags and crowns on their head, or they got bow ties on. You understand what I'm saying? Misrepresenting. They might got a fucking fez on their head.
Mm-hmm.
Misrepresenting. So we don't take anything.
But what's this new
value.
Shit now? What's this new shit? They got these fez headbands.
Yeah.
God, what the
that's
fez
this,
bandanas, God.
This is what your children do. This is what your children do. You see what I'm saying?
Glitter,
yeah.
Sun, moon, and star headband.
This is what your children do, God.
Just glittering everywhere. Looking
bedazzled,
like goddamn.
Bedazzled universal.
Bedazzled fairies. Goddamn hocus pocus fairies, man. What the hell is this, man? We got anybody on the phone? I know we don't, but do we got anybody on the phone?
That was like, God, we got Hocus Pocus X on the line, and we got Shirley Temple.
Fast, huh?
Yeah, Shirley Temple, Azrael.
Man, listen. Well, look. Let me tap into this real quick, y'all. The July 28, 1963 issue of the Los Angeles Herald Examiner contained an article titled "Black Muslim Founder Exposed as a White Man." It read, in part, "Black Muslims by the thousands pay homage to Wallace Farhad, their prophet, from Mecca, in the mistaken belief that as founder of the Black Supremacy cult, he is one of their own. Yet, Wallace Farhad is admittedly an enterprising, racketeering fake. He is not a Negro. He is a white man masquerading as a Negro. His true name is Wallace Dodd, D-O-D-D. He was born in New Zealand on February 26, 1891. His father was British, arriving in New Zealand via Australia on a sailing schooner. His mother was a Polynesian native. Now, let me stop right there. No coincidence that a Muslim mosque was shot up in where? New Zealand. When in the absolute hell have you even heard anything going on in New Zealand? But Islam is a very prominent founding rule in New Zealand. So the white man, being the devil that he is, tries to remove all things that he sees as a... So it's no coincidence New Zealand's mosque was shot up. You got to understand the history. You got to understand the history. Master Farhad Muhammad visited New Zealand. I'm going to just leave it at that. Dodge police rap. Now, mind you, this is a news article from the FBI in the Detroit, in the Los Angeles Herald Examiner. So all of this I'm reading to you right now is from the FBI. But I'm showing you something here. Dodge police rap sheet includes conviction for bootlegging and a San Quentin prison term for the sale of narcotics. Displaying a mugshot of Wallace Dodge Ford and listing various convictions in California, Montgomery goes on to mention that Dodge had a son by a common law wife in California who, upon learning Dodge's activities in the black community of Detroit and Chicago, changed the boy's name from Wallace Dodge Ford to Wallace Max Ford in order to conceal any relation. Montgomery concludes, according to his former common law wife, Dodd went from Detroit to Chicago and became a traveling salesman for a mail order tailor. Working his way through the Midwest, Dodd arrived in Los Angeles in the spring of 1934. Finally, he sold his car and boarded a ship for New Zealand with the announcement he was going back to visit his relatives, including an uncle who paid the fare for his trip to America in 1913. Thus, the revered holy man to whom black Muslims pray and those whose February 26th birthday marks the opening of each annual convention, which is now known as Savior's Day, returned to the land of his birth as close to Mecca as he have ever been. Now, needless to say, this article was not well received by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. It was a complete fabrication, argued. The Wallace Ford shown in the photo, if you see the photo, it's this picture of this raggedy-ass-looking white man, okay, supposed to be in Detroit police custody in 1933, is not Master Farhad Muhammad. On July 29th, Muhammad sent John Shabazz, Bernard Kushmir, and John Ali to the Earth newspaper with a $100,000 check. He offered to pay all expenses to bring Wallace Dodge to the U.S. and air nationally a debate with him and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad over his claim to be Master Farhad Muhammad. On August 16th, 1963, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad responded in the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. He said, "I, Elijah Muhammad, messenger of Allah, told the Los Angeles Herald Examiner on Monday, July 29th, 1960, followers and I will pay the Los Angeles newspaper $100,000 to prove the headline charge, black Muslim founder exposed as a white man, made against us that are following one Wallace Dodge with the many aliases, including the name Farhad, that he is the man I am representing to my people as being Master Farhad Muhammad, Allah in person, who appeared among us in Detroit in 1931, is the same person Wallace Dodge." The Los Angeles Examiner also printed his prison history in San Quentin Federal Penitentiary on a charge of peddling dope and that he admitted he was teaching us. "I would like the Examiner to prove that this man Dodge was my teacher by bringing him to this country at our expense. Mr. Wallace Farhad Muhammad, the finder, the life giver to we, the lost found Muslims of the great Asiatic black nation from the tribe of Shabazz, speaks 16 different languages. Can Mr. Wallace Dodd speak 16 different languages? Mr. Wallace Fraud Muhammad also writes 10 of these languages he speaks fluently. His native language is Arabic. Does Mr. Dodd speak Arabic, of which we have in his handwriting, and it is the best writing or penmanship in the Arab world? Let Mr. Dodd prove that he was among us, prove that he gave us our names. Let Mr. Dodd prove who was his secretary and who were the identification cards printed and where they were printed, of which we have with us today, and did he write the Arabic on them himself? If Mr. Dodd was the Mr. Wallace Fraud Muhammad, why did not the FBI arrest him for teaching of the truth? Let this paper prove these things before it headlines us as liars and worshipers of white devils. I would like to ask Herald Examiner to give us a minute close-up of this fake Mr. Dodd, who they would like to make the public believe is our savior. Even the description of this man's height and weight does not correspond or match Master Fraud Muhammad's measurement. I know his height, his weight, the size of his clothes and shoes. When Master Fraud Muhammad left us, it was 1934. Again, let Mr. Dodd prove that he and I were together and that the lessons I am teaching to my followers are from him and where they were given to me, and did he ever examine me on what he gave me and where? There are many questions that I could ask Mr. Dodd about and would prove to the world that this man is a fake that the Los Angeles Herald Examiner has published. We believe this by reasoning of such unfounded truth. Let the Herald Examiner newspaper put us in contact with Mr. Wallace Dodd. We will show the world that the entire statement is false, that this man is not Master Fraud Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. Now, I've just given you a historical briefing on how this entire newspaper article even came up to begin with. Just like when they arrested the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and tried to say he was draft dodging, like when they arrested Master Fraud Muhammad and said to him, we're arresting you because we know you have the teaching to stop this war. When they arrested the messenger, they told him the very same thing. So it's no damn coincidence that the white man would pay billions of dollars. They would create organizations such as the FBI, stop the rise of a black messiah. But you silly niggas running around here looking for one damn messiah, when the messiah is you, fool. The messiah is we. The messiah is us. One collective race. United, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, arms locked, heel to heel, in rank, ready to stand for our freedom and independence. And with that being said, I love you more than you hate your black self. Tune in again next week for a super powerful show. We have our esteemed elder coming on, Baba Walimu Baruti, a great, great elder of myself and knowledge as well, you know, and started the Survive or Die series. That's what we've been building on. Baba Baruti. It's been all about Baba Baruti. You damn right. Because Baba Baruti has the message to save us. Baba Baruti has the internal insight on how we can get rid of the white. So tune in next week, right here, same black station, same black time. Make sure you got two pens and two pads, because you're going to need it. So I thank you for listening. Just a little bit of your time tonight. Close out with a great word from our black sponsor, Black Power.
The assault against African-centeredness is increasing in size and magnitude. There's a lot of fear in our community. There's a lot of need to be validated and loved by enemies in our community. There's a lot of need to run from who you are because it is something that you despise. Self-hatred and matricide are deep, and it seems like they're growing deeper. But what I see in front of me tells me that it's not victorious. If there's one person sitting here, then that means that we haven't lost. And we have a lot of work to do, and we need to focus our attention on our children, because they're the ones who are the primary targets right now on this issue and every other issue of insanity.
Baba Baruch
turns us into somebody who we are not. If we're going to win, we have to produce warriors.
Initiated, student of the Ewa, so baptized by the warrior teachers. I'm training, learning how to shoot the gauge while you burn the stage playing video games. This message here's for the RBG Brigade. Shed blood, bring peace, that's the warrior's way. Libation is the blood, sweat, and tears. EYA, Hashe, I'm bringing death to the quiz. I wanna live, so I die for the kids. Back smack gangsters coming home from bids. Free your dome, you only hard to kill your own. A straight race traitor, the white man's clone. Burrito man, I'ma continue to plan. Choke the life out of a cracker with my bare hands. That's my word, my deed, and my thought. From sun up to sundown, true warriors fought.
This needs to be emulated everywhere we are at. Those people who are calling themselves warriors, well, the root word of warrior is war. And either you're playing games and trying to be a fake thug, or you really are about the business of protecting your community because you realize that we are at war. And you act like we are at war, not like you're at peace.
Firm handshake, look a brother in the eye so I can tell if he fake. I can see through the disguise if he got a forked tongue, speaking disrespectful lies. A sock to Baba Baruch, respect him cause he wise. Dropping wisdom on the pages, so stand up and be courageous. Our enemies engaging with grenades and shotty gauges. With machetes, with the razors, with the stick or with the stone, or bare knuckles to their faces. Got a hatred for the racists, other times are for the traitors. Won't forget about the lynchings, how they fed us to the gators. Real gangsters protect their neighbors, won't betray us for some paper. Our secrets keep it sacred, our legacy's the greatest. They the greatest, cause they haters, they some haters. I drop it like an anchor with the hopes that it'll change us. The artificial flavors. You want to be a player while they hanging. So which team you playing for, the underdog or for the face?
Warriors are supposed to be about the business of defending those people in their community. They're supposed to be about the business of making people comfortable, giving them a space. People say warriors are healers, and they are. Sometimes healing is that tough love thing where you got to handle people in a particular way. But our job is to make it so that our people have all obstacles removed from their way of being African.